Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming to you from an altitude of 5,280 feet, where we look forward to seeing you in the very near future in September, just a couple weeks from now, at Mile High 2021 Raiders of the Lost Art. And I am grateful to be connecting right now with the one and only Jody Dinnerman in a post-hurricane muggy New Jersey. Her and I go way back to Sherman College days and have a long-standing friendship. So I'm really grateful to get the time to connecting you with her on this podcast, and also get to see her when she comes out from Mile High. It was great to have you there last time, Jody. Thank you for joining us.
You got it. I feel like I should have a fancy hat on.
Why do you say that?
Because all these fancy podcasts for Raiders of the Lost Ark have these fancy hats. So just picture me with a hat.
I can picture you with a hat, and it would probably be fancy. I also could probably picture you with like the duffel bag, you know, the bag, and I can also picture you with the whip and the hat and everything. You'd be quite the adventurer.
I'm writing what I have to pack.
There you go. So, and Dr. Jody Dinnerman runs Light Source Chiropractic, and she has just started staffless practice training.com. And you want to check that out. And I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit, and has a new book. So we'll talk about that, but let's get to know you a little bit better. First, for the people that don't know you and your fanciness, let's talk about how did you find your way to the chiropractic world?
I went to a gate and it rocked my world. And I had a really big crush on a boy that was into network, and I followed him to chiropractic school. And my mission in life was to be a network practitioner for years. I worked for, I was the CA to Jeff Bueno. Mm-hmm. He's everywhere now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I fell in love with chiropractic and I never looked back. It changed my world. It turned my experience in the world from black and white to color. And it was at a really crucial pivot point in my life, where it kind of set the trajectory of how I see the world, how I experience the world. And as my nerve system healed, it was just a no-brainer that chiropractic was who I was.
You know, that's such a beautiful thing. And I can honestly say my journey is very similar. So we're kindred spirits in that way. It was not what I was looking for, but then as my soul opened up and my being opened up and more connected, I was like, just was clearly on that path. Yeah. So I'm glad to have been along that path with you. And we were both at Sherman College at the same time. Can you share anything about your experience of being a Sherman Chiropractic College student and graduate?
Oh my goodness. I always say that chiropractic school was like being in a washing machine, and all of the stuff needed to go through its cycles and rinsed out and cleaned. And this is me, and who I ended up after chiropractic school was like a rinsed out version, a cleaned out version, so that I could have a blank slate and move into the role in the world of serving chiropractic. School was there. The purpose of chiropractic school was to push every boundary I never knew I had and push every limit, every sense to the max. My life partner, who I'm still with, lived 2,000 miles away my entire way through school. And I had to study three times harder than my classmates because I have all kinds of learning disabilities that were never diagnosed. And I'm not a book smart person. I'm a people smart person. And what I understood chiropractic to be didn't match with what I was learning and hearing and the fear and the symptoms. Right. And it just didn't resonate with me. So it was really challenging, but it was perfect. It was perfectly challenging.
And, you know, that experience is not, I mean, realize this is why it's such a gift that you're doing what you're doing. and that I'm doing what I'm doing, and also Mile High and so many others, is that that was your experience. That's 20 years ago. And that is even more people's experience today, you know? Yeah. So there's a really big calling to help the future generations of chiropractors, because that's really chiropractic's future. And, you know, we've been along that path, and I really have a lot, you know, kudos to you, or fancy hat off to you for stepping up to help other people, you know, because you can certainly, there's nothing wrong with just simply practicing and touching lives that way. And then there are those that want to give more. And I'm grateful that you're one of those. And, you know, I, just looking back, I have to reminisce. I really enjoy getting to take care of you. If I remember correctly, you were at my office opening when we had the office opening. Then we took care of you for years at the office. So it was really a long-term friendship, and to see, you know, being participating in so many things with you. So it's good to get to see you coming out here. And it was so funny when I saw you last Mile High. I still remember the sentence you said to me, because I checked your spine, and and you got up and said, "Danny, your hands." And it just really warmed my heart, you know, because that connection, I'm sure it is for you, as people that you take care of, is a connection that you know, cherish and have, and whether they become a chiropractor or they were a fellow student or whatever, you know. So
yeah, you know, here, so I want to unpack that a little bit.
Me too.
There was a lot there. So the first thing I want to say is that you're very humble. And I used to clean Danny's office while I was in school, because I didn't have a pot to piss in and I really wanted his care. And I think at that time you were even giving care for free to students, but I wanted there to be an exchange. So, and actually before it was your office, it was Jim Borg's office. And I did the same thing with, so I was the cleaning girl, right? And just to have consistent network care through chiropractic school, in addition to like having huge football players learning how to do side posture on my hemivertebra-based spine, which little did I know, it was everything to me. And then getting to spend time with Donnie and, you know, all of the great minds who have moved through the network community have really formed who I am and how I understand chiropractic to be. And I've been under network care for, oh my God, maybe 30 years. Like, it's that long. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So I also want to say that, you know, I started having babies 16 years ago, and I just have not felt, I did some service in the world of chiropractic, serving on a staff team to one of the protocols in our circles. But I really felt like it was right for me to, all I could juggle was my practice and my kids, right? Especially with my son, you know, neurological Lyme, chiropractic kid, like there a lot there. And then when one of the things that I have learned about myself in practice is do what you do well, really well, and know what you don't do well, and delegate that out. I am not a manager, Danny. I'm not a team leader. I'm not a boss. I suck at it. And I learned how to be really good not having staff, and how to do all of the things without a person sitting in my office, because it always distracted me from my vision and my voice and my message in chiropractic, which is the center. It's what everything pivots around, is my message, that the power that made the body heals the body every time without exception, right? So when spring of 2020 hit, all these people started calling me, "Hey, Jode, my staff just quit and I don't even know where the file cabinet is. Hey, Jody, what's that thing you do with marketing? Hey, Jody, what's that thing you do with new patients who are asking about money in the middle of an adjusting shift?" And I knew that that was my time to step up and serve. And here I am a year later, a year and a half later, and it's been really beautiful.
You know, it's a very good point, which is that people have different gifts. I'll give you a great example, and I think this is okay to say on podcast. He would say the same thing. I got, when I served Sherman College as on the board of trustees, I had the honor of being part of the interview process and interviewing lots of people to be the future president of Sherman College, which I'm really grateful to have been involved with. And when I did the interview with Edwin Cordero, who's now president of Sherman, He at one point had multiple offices, and he said he got in up to 3 or 4 offices, if I remember correctly. And then he didn't. He closed them. And I asked him why. And he said it just wasn't for him. Having multiple offices wasn't for him. And there are people that managing a team is not their area. And I know other people that have 10 offices in other countries in the Europe and so on. And they're brilliant at it, but they have the DNA for it, so to speak, right? So this is certainly something that is an area that people need help with. So it's really a great thing that you're doing. And I had the same experience, like I got flooded with emails and phone calls of like, how do you do this in your office? And I was just, wow, I can't keep up with all the individual communication. So I started our Lifetime Awesome event pro, not because I needed another thing to do, but it was like people were having the calling. So it's like really good when you see that, when I see that the cleaning girl stepped up to her calling. That's beautiful. really is to me. It's inspiring to me. So tell me some things that you've learned along the journey for people there.
Sure. So I remember like it was yesterday. And you know what? I didn't say thank you. Thank you for choosing me to do this with you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we need to talk more.
I know, dude. Knock, knock, knock. So I remember that I got off the phone with my buddy, Jamie, who practices like 20 minutes away from me. And he's like, Jode, you got to tell me what's going on. What are you doing? Like this, he's really funny and gets really like skitzed out about things. And I got off the phone with him and I remember sitting around my office. It was April of 2020 and looking around and saying, what companies make it really doable for me to run my practice without staff? Because there are a couple of systems that I use and have put together mm-hmm. that I couldn't do it without. So right. I started making phone calls and calling these industry leaders, coaches, companies. I am not a coach. I do not want to be a coach. I have no desire. I'm just another crazy chiropractic mama who's figured some stuff out, right? So I love leaning on.
Can we make a t-shirt about that?
Sure.
Chiropractic mama, that's a t-shirt.
Bring it on. I get tank top because I'm kind of tank top savvy, right? So I started making phone calls and I called Russ Rosen and Cash Practice and Cairo Health USA and the Jane app and all of these different companies that it would have been really tricky for if any of them weren't in the mix, it would have fallen apart for me. And mm-hmm. I said, I'm thinking about creating an online school. Do you want to come play? And they all said, yes, let's do it. So I recorded 400 plus hours of content, everything from marketing to organization to templates to scripts to automation to getting your act together before you open a practice or reopen your practice to hiring to firing to training. And that was the birth of what we call Soup School, Staffless Entrepreneurial Wellness Practitioners. And it's probably besides my kids, the best thing I ever did. And the book Staffless is kind of a cliff note version of everything. It's a real easy 3-hour red pen highlighter read. And, it's really beautiful to have relationships with people like you and Rochelle, to have a student come into Soup School and say, I'm really feeling like I need more focus with the marketing piece, and being able to say, I got the perfect pair for you. You got to reach out to Danny and Rochelle, because that's not my jam. My jam is this is how to authentically express who you are while you're in practice in your way. I don't do scripts. I don't do it's not my thing. Mm-hmm. My thing is I want Jody Dinnerman to be all over my practice. When somebody walks in, they know it's me. They know it's my message. They know it's my brand. They know it's my practice. I want the same for all of our practitioners, whether they're chiropractors or nutritionists or PTs or OTs. It should be you and who you are and your authentic expression, because that's what makes you great, right?
Right. Right. Absolutely. And that's such a chiropractic principle in and of itself, because chiropractic practice is such a mirror for your own gifts and talents. And when you're not authentic to that, the mirror doesn't look quite like you. So it looks like someone else, and that's not as fun. So now with that, You mentioned something. You mentioned a book. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Staffless, you know, a lot of it is actually copy paste right out of Soup School. And there are a lot of like, it's basically the nuts and seeds of the Staffless Practice Success System. And it's on Amazon. Just look up Staffless. It's actually number one in business automation. Woot, woot. And it's a quick, you know, grab a cup of something really yummy and a pen and just go through it. And I am not a fan of, I tried so long for so many hours for so much money to memorize scripts on how to communicate the message of chiropractic with my people. I know how important a subluxation based understanding of what I do is for my people. I know, but I also know that there are some people who come into my office and they're not in a place where they can listen. They're in a place where they just need to go face down and they need to get adjusted, right? I've been there, I've done that. And I would try, I would go to these seminars and I would memorize and I would copy and I would go into the office on Monday morning and I'd be like, what's wrong with me? Why isn't this working? And the truth was, it wasn't working because it wasn't mine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my words, my expression. So at some point I had to go back to basics and say, if I was my practice member, what would I want to hear? What would I want to smell? What would I want to feel? What would I want to taste? What would I want to touch? Mm-hmm. We just went on a book tour. We is me and my 13-year-old manager, right? And we went to Life and we went to Sherman, we went to Life and we worked with a bunch of students and just giving students the permission to feel in their way, to listen in their way, as opposed to OPQRST. You know, I went to the health center at Sherman and the memories of like square peg round holing it all the way through my experience in school.
Right.
I had to figure out my cut and my cut is definitely not the same as, I don't know if anybody has the same cut in chiropractic. We're unique people.
Mm-hmm.
So I also have a history of, you know, I've been sober for 29 years and they say you'll never meet a boring alcoholic. We're very eccentric, creative, colorful people. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's definitely a piece to that brought a lot of the creativity in this book to life. Like,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. And that's really special. It's really important. So people can get it where?
Amazon, baby.
Okay, cool. So, do take action on that. And we will put the description, the links for that, as well as Staffless Practice in the description for the podcast. So don't cause any subluxation striving. You don't have to write it down. We'll put it in the...
I also do a free training at stafflesspracticetraining.com. It's like the most common mistakes we see people bump their head against over and over when they try to automate. And please understand that Staffless Practice isn't about not having staff. It's about, if you do have staff, how can you truly push their talent forward? So that Barbara, who is a really creative, expressive website designer, isn't spending her 40 hours a week filing and making copies. She is jamming on your website. Like, how can you take your team, if you do have a team, and bring their talent forward so that they help you reach more people to serve more, earn more, and work less? Or if you don't want staff, what do you do? What do you do with your phone? What do you do with your emails? That's the stafflesspracticetraining.com. It's all for you for free. And then I give my best commercial for Soup School.
And I want to say something about Soup School. So, you know, when you said that, you said it several times, like I think I can't help it. As a New Yorker, I go and think of Seinfeld and think, no soup for you. So there's people that I'm...
Oh, that, Danny, that's good.
You know, and there's probably people that there's no soup for. Who is Soup School for?
Soup School is for practitioners who want to automate their front desk solutions so that they can earn more, serve more, and work less, period.
There you go. Earn more, serve more, and work less.
Do you know how long it took me to narrow down those? Do you know how many wipe? So that's the kind of thing that I want chiropractors doing. do you have a huge whiteboard in your living room or in your office where you can narrow down? What I just shared with you is my 30-second pitch. It's in 30 seconds or less, who do I serve? As far as my chiropractic practice, I serve a 30-something mom who has the time, energy, and resources to give more and do more for her family. That's who I serve. Who do you serve?
Right.
How quickly can you bang that out? I want you to bang it out pretty quickly, you guys, so that when you are in the line at the supermarket and somebody drops their can of split pea and you pick it up for them, you have 30 seconds go.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say to them? How are you going to get the message of chiropractic communicated to them in the best way possible? And that's when somebody like you comes in and Rochelle comes in. You guys need help. Like, we need help. There is no shame in having a team of great leaders teaching you how to do this stuff. And that's what Soup School is. I'm the ultimate yenta. I take this person and that person and I match make them. And that's like half of what I do for people is match them with the right community.
I love it. I love it. And you know, here's the thing that's so important about that is that chiropractors get out of school, and this is not new. It wasn't the case when you and I were in school. I'm sure it was the case before we were in school, and it'll be the case, sadly, a decade from now. There's a gap between what you need to run a practice and thrive running a practice and what you learn in school. And that gap needs to be filled with people that have different gifts. So I think it's very special that you found your gift to help other people give their gifts. So
I found it by falling down and I fell down a lot, you guys. And when I graduated school, I was smoking. I was 40 pounds heavier than I am now. I didn't know if I had enough money to make it to New Jersey in my Honda Civic that was 15 years old. Like, I was a mess, and I was broken, and I had to figure it out. I rented a little office. I bartered for an office off of a yoga studio. I did admin work for her, and I just built and built and built in my way. And I fell down, got back up, fell down, got back up, fell down, but got back up. That's one of the benefits of being almost 50 and over 20 years in practice. Like, I know what I know, and I know what I suck at. So best if I can save you the falling down, and best if you can save them the falling down. Like, you don't have to do the falling down so much. So you lean on people who have walked the walk and who are continuing to walk. You know, Danny got on this call today and said, Rochelle's not here. She's in the office because she's walking her walk. Does Rochelle have to be in the office today? Probably not, but she's walking her walk. I was in my office last night serving people in probably the worst mental space I've been in months. I was all over the place, but I suited up, I showed up, and I served. And you know what? By the time I was done adjusting, I felt so good. So fall down, get back up over and over and over again.
Yep. Yep. And also know who your soup is for.
Know who your soup is for. And know what your soup is. Like, you don't have to be. My best piece of advice for new docs is serve what you love to be served. So I love getting adjusted. I love going to my chiropractor and hearing about chiropractic and not about all of these other things. Mm-hmm. I love clean chiropractic. That's why I hang out at New Beginnings and Mile High. Like, I want to hear about chiropractic when I'm in my chiropractor's office, because where else are we going to hear the message, right? So that's what I do. That's what I give, because that's what I love. So serve what you love to be served.
And I want to ask you another question, but before I do that, what was your experience? You got to be at Mile High, it was 2-3 years ago. I don't remember what year it was, but it was a couple of years back, and there was a lot of our fellow Sherman graduates from way back were all there together. What do you remember enjoying about it?
I remember my face hurting from smiling so much, and I kept going like this. I have to stop smiling. My cheeks hurt. I remember doing the continuing ed on Sunday with Matt Lido and Jay. And one of the things I love about Maddie, shout out to Maddie, is just sitting next to him and feeling him breathing. And just kind of connecting with his rhythm. He's got such an extraordinary rhythm. And I remember feeling that and then feeling Jay on the other side and like, I'm at camp again, I'm being hugged. And then I felt safe. And I don't usually, one of the things that most people don't know about me is I really am, I get very overwhelmed in groups of people. I get really freaked out because I'm an empath and I feel everything. I don't like going to seminars. I often will disappear and then come in and then disappear and come in. So I felt really safe there. I felt like the vibration that was being held was doable, even though I was like crazy dehydrated from being 20 million feet up. You know, you're not in Jersey when you land in Mile High State.
No, bring your oxygen.
It was good, Danny. It was so good that I'm coming back, and I don't often come back.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, and I, well, you know, you know me very well, and I wouldn't put my energy into something if I'm not going to make it really awesome. So
it's really awesome. Good job.
Yeah. And so when I know the same thing about you, you're not going to put your energy into something unless you're going to give your best and make it really awesome. So, I mean, here you have a community that you're building, and then you've got Soup School, and then you've got a book, and you're focused on who you're serving. Now, can you say a little bit about the community part? Because sure. Not just a bunch of tools, but there's people and connection and community.
Yeah, so we have what's called the Club at Staffless Practice. This is kind of the coming out party. This week is our week of launching the club. And there's like a basic membership and a full membership, and it's super cheap. And it's, I take people like you and I do experiences like this in the name of Staffless Practice. So I'll take the Danny Knowles of the physical therapy world and I'll say, when you're in your office, what are the things you do that are automated? And I'll record that and my team will create downloads for it and we put it in the club for membership. So that's the community. And we've got PTs, OTs, chiropractors, therapists, nutritionists, you name, pharmacists from all over the world. And then and then they have the online school, which is like ridiculously phenomenal. I think about what I wanted when I was fresh out of school. Like if someone said to me, literally, ready, here's the book, here's the book, and here's the school. And the school is lifetime access. You can have it for as long as you want. You take your time with it. There's no rush in a year to get it done. Uh-uh. Here's the book, here's the school, here's the membership. Go for it. And by the way, send me as many Marco Polo messages throughout the week as you want, and I'm going to tell you what to do in my world. What did I do when my patient didn't show up? What did I do when I didn't know which office to rent? What did I do when an associate came and knocked on my door? What do I wish that I had done? Experience, strength, and hope. And you know, Danny, the coolest thing, I keep repeating myself, I'm not a coach and I don't want to be a coach. I just have a lot of experience to share and I've seen some really crazy stuff happen. Mm-hmm. And I've watched friends come out of disastrous situations with staff and figure it out. And they've all figured it out in different ways. So that's what I bring to the table with Soup School. And then there's like all of the teachers who come in and offer free stuff. And
I got to tell you, there's a coach and then there's mentoring people.
Yeah.
And, you know, what you're describing in my world is more mentoring people. It's more like I've learned this and I've got some wisdom and experience under my belt. And this is how I've done it. And you can, you know, you can gain from not reinventing the wheel.
And, you know, it's not like I'm not doing this for the money. If I was doing it for the money, I would charge more than $47 a month. I'm doing this because all of my gifts were given so freely to me. So who am I to hold them back? It's not fair to do that. If you have a gift, you have to share it, especially now. And, you know, I also keep saying, Danny, to my community and the communities I'm part of, especially my practice members, this is the time to be in the best shape of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And if you look in the mirror, if I look in the mirror and I see a subluxation pattern that is no longer serving me, whether I have let something go or I'm noticing a funkadunka about my BO, whatever it is, right? You got to clean it up. You got to clean it up because it's going to be an obstacle for you to serve more, earn more, and work less. And you don't want that obstacle because the world needs us yesterday. Not to be a martyr, but you guys, people are really sick right now. You got to get your act together. You got to get out of your own way. And whatever that means to you or looks like to you, it's time for that to happen. Make sure you're getting adjusted at least once a week right now, please.
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing. If people, the ultimate loss in all of that is not the chiropractor that's less successful. The ultimate loss is humanity. The people don't receive the care that they could have received.
We got the key.
Right.
Right. We got a key to open a door.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And so if people want to connect with the keys from you, what are the go-tos?
Stafflesspracticetraining.com. Huh? It's easy. Stafflesspracticetraining.com. Watch the training. Find me at Staffless Practice on Facebook and Insta, and grab the book on Amazon. You can even download the Kindle version for free. You just need a Kindle membership. That's the only thing Amazon will, you know, even the experience of writing a book. Do you know how much I learned? This book, I worked with a publisher who completely destroyed my vision for it. And then I had to rewrite the whole thing, but I rewrote it even better. I mean, how many times has that happened where we've fallen down and said, while we were falling, why the hell is this happening? And then you get up and you're like, oh my God, look at how beautiful the world looks now.
And we call that, falling up. So you can fall up. And the other thing is people can visit you at Mile High when they see you there.
I'm excited for that. I'm ready for hugs. Don't mind me if I disappear for an hour or two, because I get overwhelmed, y'all.
Well, and we look forward to seeing you on Higher Ground. Check out Staffless Practice Training and just go to Amazon and grab the book. If everybody bought the book that every chiropractor put out, it would be a really good thing for chiropractic in the world, right? So, and humanity, because the more you learn, the more you grow. So grow with us at Mile High, grow with Jody at Soup School. Okay, this soup is for you. And and keep changing spines and lives and minds with chiropractic. We look forward to seeing you all in September on Higher Ground. Thank you so much, Jody, for all the gifts that you're giving.
You're welcome. Follow up, y'all.